From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate debate over sweeping health care legislation doesn't take place until after Thanksgiving, but lawmakers are already sparring on the Sunday talk shows. Senator Joe Lieberman, an independent from Connecticut, has said he would not support the bill if it contains a provision to have government-administered insurance compete with private coverage. He's concerned the U.S. won't be able to afford it.
I don't want to fix the problems in our health care system in a way that creates more of an economic crisis.
But Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois believes the status quo will cost taxpayers in the long term.
Private health care companies dominate the markets in most areas. They are exempt from the antitrust laws. They fix prices, they allocate markets, they control it.
Both men spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak says Israel must stop building settlements in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, if there is to be a hope of peace in the Middle East. Mubarak met with Israeli President Shimon Peres in Cairo today. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from the Egyptian capital.
U.S. President Barack Obama's efforts to restart Israeli-Palestinian talks foundered over Israel's refusal to commit to a settlement freeze. After meeting with Peres, Mubarak warned that while progress on peace talks is still possible, an Israeli refusal to halt Jewish settlements in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, could prove dangerous. For his part, Peres called settlements a marginal issue that could be resolved once negotiations resumed. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has refused to hold talks unless Israel agrees to a complete halt to settlement construction. Israel exacerbated Arab hostility and drew a rare blunt criticism from Washington when it recently approved new settlement construction in Gilo, a southern Jerusalem area many Israelis refer to as a neighborhood of their capital. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Rescuers will resume their search for ferry passengers in the morning off the coast of Indonesia. At least 29 people were killed when their ferry sank off Sumatra. More than 240 people on board the vessel were rescued. Rich Bouchard reports.
An unknown number of passengers still remained missing as night fell in the search area between Sumatra and Singapore. Officials said high waves hampered the rescue operation, which was suspended overnight due to treacherous conditions. Police say the ferry began taking on water about a half hour into its trip between Batam Island and Dumai on Sumatra and sank an hour later after it was swamped by a massive wave. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
The death toll from China's most recent coal mine disaster is now up to 92. Rescuers are working in frigid temperatures today to reach nearly two dozen miners still trapped underground. Chinese state media say more than 500 miners were underground when the gas explosion occurred in the Heilongjiang province yesterday morning. Most of the workers escaped. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is sending investigators to the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in south-central Pennsylvania after officials detected a small amount of radiation. Exelon Nuclear spokeswoman Beth Archer says yesterday the plant quickly moved to evacuate workers.
We sent approximately 150 employees home after an airborne radiological contamination alarm inside the reactor building sounded.
Tests show the contamination was confined to services inside the building. Space Shuttle Atlantis astronauts are enjoying a day off today as the 11-day mission passes its halfway point. One astronaut in particular is taking some time to enjoy a new addition to his family. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams reports.
Astronaut Randy Bresnik, fresh off a six-hour spacewalk Saturday, welcomed the birth of his daughter 220 miles below in Houston. Bresnik had a private line of communication with his wife and announced the good news to Mission Control early today. He won't have much time to enjoy the new arrival, though, as he gets ready for his second spacewalk of the mission, set for early Monday with fellow astronaut Robert Satcher. They'll camp out in an airlock tonight and be ready to complete some routine maintenance outside the space station. The mission to deliver spare parts to the space station will end Friday when Atlantis returns home. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Iran's been conducting large-scale air defense war games. A senior commander says that the five-day military drill is needed to protect Iran's nuclear sites from potential attacks. Iran has been under heavy pressure by the U.S. and other members of the U.N. Security Council to stop its nuclear work. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.